On the 14th day of October, with many bumpers of claret well filled, the French king went to bed not half sober, and in his sleep he a vision beheld. Many strange things on subjects and kings, and all his vainglory was mounted on wings, taking their flight that very night, and chased by stout heroes in shining armor bright. Then a voice said, "Louis, be humble, and let the Protestant princes alone, or the crown from your noodle shall tumble, for no such tyrant shall sit on the throne. This dreadful sound his senses did wound, then dreaming a fire encircled him round. His heart did ache, ready to break, but yet from his slumber the monarch would not wake. Then appeared an army of martyrs, which he had murdered by fire and sword. Men and wives with both sons and daughters, the sight of which did much horror afford. These martyrs bore a banner before, now with his inscription in a Protestant gore, 'Louis shall fly from France, for why the innocent blood does for fearful vengeance cry.' Then a crew of bald-pated friars he see began to scamper about, whose false faces then flamed like fire, fatherlicious in midst of the rout. As they did run, they cried, 'We're undone, we all shall be killed by the heretic's gun, which will take place in a short space, begor we are now in a miserable case.' After them came more of their creatures. Now they were clothed in garments of black. In the middle ran old Father Piers, with his Welsh Highness fast bound to his back. There he did fume and cried out, 'Make room, or utter destruction will soon be our doom. Protestants, they have got the day, and therefore in Paris no longer will I stay.' Then this French unfortunate Caesar, he quaked and trembled in every limb, for he dreamed that Nebuchadnezzar told his tyrant he must be like him. The throne he disgraced, the Turk he embraced, and many fair cities by fire laid waste, destroying all. These crimes do call for vengeance. Proud Louis, behold your dismal fall. In an agony Louis was taken to think that he should be ruined and marred. In this fright he did straightways awaken, and then did thunder and call to his guard, saying, I fear my ruin draws near, for to me a vision this night did appear. The Protestants, they will advance and make their King William the monarch of great France. In my dream I see Peter's kindness when my servant was cloudy and dull. At his back he had bound his Welsh highness and ran with him like a peddler's troll. This was his care at point of despair, to save from destruction the Catholic heir. Such love he had for the young lad, that for aught I know he may be his own sweet dad.